Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Monday, you are live with the Bread Man One Time for Your Mind. Y'all know what it is. I first want to give thanks for being here, and also I would like to say happy Cinco de Mayo, let me say it right, to all that are out there listening. It's going to be, we're going to try to knock this thing out. A lot of us got cooking to do and a little celebration. This is a very diverse world we have now, and even though this isn't Mexico, it's definitely fun to bring upon things that they do over there. So I know that I'm going to participate in it, and I enjoy being a part of their celebration as well. With that being said, let's get the show started. Y'all know how the Bread Man do it. I come on in with the inspirational vitamin for this week. It goes as so. A fervent spirit, as the deer dreams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? You can look in Psalms 42, 1 and 2 for this particular passage. Fervency has its seat in the heart, not in the brain or intellect of the mind. Fervency is the pulse and movement of the emotional nature. Not our job to create fervency of spirit at our own command, but we can ask God to plant it in our hearts. Then it is our nourished and cherished the process of personal salvation is not just to pray and express our desires to God, but to acquire a fervent spirit and seek to cultivate it. Ask God to create a spirit of fervent prayer in you and keep it alive. Father, I pray that you will plant in me fervency of spirit. I ask you to help and guide me in nourishing and cherishing this fervency of heart. We ask, O Heavenly Father, as we continue to strive at what we love to do, Grudge Race, we ask that you keep us safe on these tracks. We ask that you keep the promoters just trying to be able to come up with great ideas that would help one another. We ask that you keep the fans safe. We ask that you continue to allow means and ways for all of us to be able to enjoy what we love to do, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to watch over the sick and shed in. Travel home from the tracks, O Heavenly Father, this weekend, that you just allow us to make it to our destination. I told Heavenly Father, you continue to tap inside of us and motivate us to be the best humans we can be. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, O Heavenly Father, and we ask that you continue to motivate and cultivate our minds. We ask all these blessings and more in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank y'all for allowing me to just share with you an inspiration vitamin of our, you know, I really appreciate y'all for getting on here for that, for the ones that do. With that being said, today in our tech, our personal tech safety, not tech talk tip, this is the safety tech tip from the Bread Man. This is my own tech. Y'all know I'm really into safety for fans, for whoever at the track. My tech tip for today speaks on roll cage padding. You know, I want to ask everyone, have y'all really looked at whether or not y'all have the proper roll cage padding around your head? For those of us that have funny car cages, you know, do you have the proper padding around your roll cage? Here in the NHRA 2013 rulebook, it reads as follows. Roll cage padding meeting SFI spec 45.1 mandatory anywhere the driver's helmet may come in contact with the roll cage component. Yes. So, with that being said, let me read this again. Roll cage padding, meeting SFI specs 45.1.1, mandatory anywhere the driver's helmet may come in contact with the roll cage component. So that is self-explanatory. We need roll padding around the where we, you know, our helmets come in contact with the roll cage. With that being said, I also want to add that I want to remind us to get engine blankets, $145 at the most. Transmission blanket, $125 or more, to put up under the engine compartment and transmission. And I think that it will help us to be able to save a lot of our front ends from, you know, any type of engine displacement. I do want to continue to say that. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. We're going to also get into Wayne, Big Wayne from Michigan, Detroit, going to call in and give us a rundown on what happened up there for those of you that would like to hear what went on in Detroit, Michigan. I know I want to update. And Terry is definitely going to be on. Terry, if you out there, hit the one button so I can find you. and let us know what went on in the Grove. The Grove had a nice race over there as well. Grudging had a lot of different shows this weekend, and with that being said, we're going to get all of them. Our topic of today, I am going to get someone on the line. The topic of the day is why. Why do we run hood scoops, or why do we run the glass bowls on top of our carburetors? Does it really make a difference when it comes to horsepower? And I want to get someone on the line to explain that to us. My chassis man and guy that normally would be on here is not available. So that is our topic. We are going to get someone on here, though, that would be able to explain that in depth, hopefully throughout the day. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and try to get that individual in here now. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break why we are doing this here, and while I get them on the line, and we can go from there. So y'all stand by. We are back. We got a hand up here. Let me see. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Ernie. Been waiting on you. Man, we are back,
I told you Easter Bunny would come early this year.
I thank you, Mr. Ernie. I tell you. Hey, we had a question. Guy called earlier this morning and had some thoughts and just really wanted to know. I know that I definitely wanted to know, what is the difference when a guy runs a cow hood, you know, and he doesn't have any air going, a cow hood doesn't have any air going in the hood, versus the guy running a hood scoop versus the guys that run those glass bowls? Is it any difference in power or air that can go in, or what is the difference between all that, a cow hood, a hood scoop, and the glass scoop?
What is
the difference, though, Ernie?
Okay. Well, let's start off with the cow hood scoop, cow hood first. The cow hood was designed in the mid-60s, for the SS cars, the Chevelles, the Camaros. And the whole idea was they was going to give them the ability to breathe air from the outside. It tended to end up more of letting the heat out of from underneath the hood than it did making any horsepower, because they were still pulling fresh air from in front of the car. On the glass bowls that the people are running now, a lot of people are running these things, and that's fine. But think of how many millions of dollars have been spent on aerodynamics to get a hood scoop to work right. If Warren Johnson and any other pro stockers or the pro mod cars thought they could go faster by taking that hood scoop off and putting on a fishbowl, don't you think they would have done it? I mean,
exactly.
These guys spend millions of dollars in aerodynamics, hydroflows, everything else in the wind tunnels just to get the last 10,000ths of a second. So the biggest thing that on hood scoops is making sure that the carburetor pan, that's the part that goes on top of the carburetor, seals up against the hood scoop. Now, we've had some people on my show, the Ask Ernie Tech show, that other manufacturers, and their first thing is that if you don't seal up that area completely, you're losing horsepower. So the easiest test was take a flashlight, put it your car in the trailer, make it dark, put a flashlight underneath the wheel well, shine it up to the carburetors. If you look through the hood scoop and see light, you're losing horsepower. So a cowl induction hood, remember, that's laid back, opens up to the windshield. There's nothing, you're not getting any pressurized air there at all. You're actually getting a negative effect. The glass bowls, the only thing you're doing is giving the carburetor the ability to draw air just like you didn't have a hood on. A hood scoop is designed to scoop air that is at the right height, so you're not into the dirty air. And dirty air is what's classified around 48 to 50 inches off the track. As long as you stay under that level, you've got clean air and you can go through it faster. So you want to pick up your air in front of the car. You want to get the rim air effect down through the carburetors. So which one's going to make the more horsepower? A properly sealed and designed hood scoop will always make more horsepower. Now, a lot of these guys are going to these glass bowls because they can't see the tree. And that's the biggest reason. They've got these cars so cut up, moved around now, and the hood's moved back and forward, and drivers all the way down on the floor pan, the cars are dropped. They couldn't see the Christmas tree with a remote camera. So that's the reason why a lot of these guys are running the glass bowls, not for performance, because it's not going to give it to them. It's just absolutely bottom line, they can't see. What do you think about that, Brad, man?
Well, it's a great, when you just said that, the glass bowl, I mean, I would love for them to make a hood scoop that you can see through. I mean, they're making everything else, you know what I mean? Make a mold and make a see-through hood scoop. I probably should have been quiet and came up with one. What do you think?
Bob Merrily with Pro Glass made a clear hood scoop years ago, and nobody really thought a whole lot of it. Hood scoops being like anything else, they're going to deteriorate. And he had a 55 Chevrolet Pro Mod car, and everything that you have sheet metal in your car, like the wing, the baffle plates, everything else was made out of clear Lexan. So you could look at his car. It looked like a 55 Chevrolet. You get up close to it and go, oh, hell, this is a pro mod car, because you could see through all that stuff. Really looked neat. But to make a clear hood scoop, it would weigh so much because of the thickness that you would have to have in the material to have the strength to hold up under that type of abuse.
Right. It was definitely, if they can figure something out, it would be a great idea. But, you know, and you were saying shooting up under the lights up under the inner fender wells, that little plate on the hood scoops, if you see light, then it's air escaping from the bottom side. What about the people that have the cowl hood and they don't have proper airing going through the vent? Some cars don't have like a grill that would take in, you know, take in air the way it needs to. Like some people have fiberglass front ends that don't have air escapes in the grill or whatever to receive the air to, you know, do that. How do they go about it? Do they force air up under the car, or how does that work?
Well, whether you have a grill or not really doesn't appear to be a lot of problems. In a drag car, you're running from zero to wide open, eighth of a mile, quarter of a mile, and it's down. True aerodynamics may play some part of it, but not a tremendous amount. If you have a grill, the air going through the grill is going to hit the firewall, the hood, and everything else. It's going to act like a miniature parachute. If you have
right.
a slope front end, it tends to drive the air back up over the top of the car and give you an attack angle so that the car hooks up better.
Mm.
It's not, you know, is one better than the other? If you have a aerodynamic front end, definitely I'd keep it aerodynamic and slick. Let it pierce through the air, because anything that goes through it, it's got to push.
Right, right. I do have a text here. How much clearance do you need on a hood scoop from the carburetor?
I like to see at the back carburetor 3 to 4 inches. The front tends to be not as critical. And the way hood scoops are designed is when they scoop that air, the air goes along the inside of the top of the air cleaner, the air scoop, and then is forced down into that back carburetor. So it pressurizes that whole piece and produces basically a supercharger effect. So you need enough that the back carburetor is going to be breathing good, not be starving from air. So if you come up from there and start your slope up, you're going to have, on the average hood scoop, 4 inches with no problem, and then it'll go probably out to 5 or 6.
So you're going sloping down or sloping, you know what I mean? Like the front is going to be maybe 2 inches and then slope it down is what you're saying, Ernie? If you run
the front of your hood scoop is going to be up higher, and then you're going to be sloping back toward the window with your hood scoop.
Oh.
And it should, you know, kind of terminate so it's putting that air into the hood, into the carburetor. Now, some of the new profiles they're running on the Pro Stock, you'll notice that they've gone to more of a triangulated opening versus the an oval that you see on a lot of the Pro Mod cars. And like I say, here again, they've spent a pile of money and have figured out that that opening will get the most air into those carburetors and cut the air. That's another thing. You don't want that hood scoop up there creating a pressure that the car is having to drive through, so it's kind of acting like a bulldozer. You don't want that. You want that air to go into that scoop, into the carburetors, with equal as much force, so it's not drawing a vacuum on it, but it's not overpressurizing it.
And I've noticed, I just got another text that someone was saying, K&N makes a hood scoop with a air filter that goes in them. Have you seen those, Ernie?
Yeah, I've seen those. On a drag car, hood scoops, you know, are required. Air cleaners, not such a good deal.
Right.
Air cleaners tend not to, they tend to end up with a lot of pressure differential between the inlet and the outlet.
are they better that way? I mean, or, you know, would it be good on a garage car, or is it a certain application they run to put a filter inside and let it
filter? But usually the only time that you're going to run a filter is mud racers or sand racers. You know, they've got so much going up into the air, and by the nature of their beast, you know, they're running a dirty atmosphere. So you definitely
right.
want to run an air filter on that. Drag cars, you know, they idle around the pits. When they come up on power, they leave. They're going down the track, and hopefully the track has been cleaned. But for most purposes, that air is pretty clean. So the hood scoop is
right.
there just to put air into the carburetors so you can make horsepower. A air filter would just slow that air down and create a turbulence, which would create an air-breathing problem.
Right. There we have it. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line, sir. I know you're busy today, and, you know, I appreciate you coming in and clarifying that for you. If y'all have any questions for Mr. Ernie Ring, Copy Car, y'all go ahead and hit the one button. We can get y'all in. Oh, Ernie, they hitting you up. Hold on a minute. 803-8211. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
All right. Good morning, great man. It's Truck Guy. Good morning, Ernie.
Hey, Truck, what's going on?
Hey, man, I got a question on that hood scoop. I just opened one for my stock car that I drive around on the street, and it got a filter in it. Would that hurt? That was my question. I'm glad you brought that up. Would that be any good? Would that work to a disadvantage, you know, just driving around on the road every day?
Driving around the road, you definitely want a filter in there because you're looking to stop pebbles, sand, rocks, birds, you know, all kind of strange things that can go down a hood scoop or, you know, period. So on a street car application, definitely, you've got to have that air cleaner.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of engines destroyed with people not running one.
Okay. All right. That was my question. All right. Appreciate it, Ernie.
Thanks, sir.
All righty. Anybody else got any more questions? Y'all can step on up, hit the one button. Otherwise, we can let old Ernie. Oh, whoa, Ernie is coming on in. Good Lord. 678-0758. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Britt?
Good morning. How you doing?
I got a question. How much can you pick up by going from a cow hood to a snorkel or a glass well or snorkel wrap or something like that?
How much are you going to pick up? That's really impossible to say. A cow hood, putting any type of hood scoop is going to be getting fresh air into the carburetor. I like that over any cow induction hood. So, you know, the cow induction, if you went with a glass bowl, it's going to be better than nothing, but a good hood scoop is better than anything else.
Oh, okay. I got you. I just thought, no, but how much do you think it's possible to pick up, though? You think you will pick up some, though? Is it possible?
Well, I've seen some engineering notes and everything else that showed on some of the cars that just opening up a hood scoop a quarter of an inch was a couple of thousandths of a second. But then if they opened it up too big, it slowed down. So there are critical measurements. You're going to run better because you're getting the cool, fresh air into the car more than anything
right.
else. The cow hood is to get the hot air out of the car, out from underneath the hood.
Well, all right, then. That's it, Britt.
All right, thank you.
All right,
next one. 912-4274. 912-4274. Good morning. Welcome to the Britt. And one time for your mind. How you doing?
What's going
Hello.
On, Britt, man? What's going on,
Not
Ernie?
Much.
It's your boy, Dr. Mike. What's going on this morning?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I had a question that just popped into my mind. You know how, Ernie, you have the one hood scoop and then you do the cowl induction around it because you need the hood to sit lower at the bottom than the scoop is, so you use a cowl induction. Do that take away or add anything to the turbulence up in there? As long as the scoop is capped off, that shouldn't affect it, should it?
As long as everything is sealed off so that the air coming in the hood scoop pressurizes and goes into the carburetors. It doesn't matter how it's done. You just got to have that pressure sealed, that area sealed off.
Okay, I think I need to look into that a little bit, too. I can see some light down through there. So, okay, that's the question I had anyway. And just
okay.
Wanted to say good morning, man, let y'all know that I was here listening.
Yeah, one of the best things you can use to seal off that carburetor pan, you want a closed cell, high-density foam. Now, you can get some of it at the building supply places. It's probably some of the best places to get it. And refrigeration supplies carry it. And you can use the, I call it the Yellow Death, a 3M weather stripping glue to glue it in place. You know, glue it on the pan good, and then make sure that when you put that hood in place that it actually pushes it down a little bit and seals it. That is where you're going to be making the most horsepower you can make.
That sounds good. And Ernie, is it safe to say that I can call 1-800-NITROUS sometime this week and talk to you more about it? 1-800-NITROUS?
10-4, you know, doesn't matter whose equipment you're running. If you've got a problem with your equipment, you need some extra parts, you want to talk about your combination, you know, that's what I'm here for. Just give me a call. 1-800-648-7687. CompuCar Nitrous Systems. You know, we don't, you know, we're not pushing that you have to have our equipment. We can make other equipment run. So if you're having a problem, don't tear your stuff up. You know, give us a call. Let us give you some ideas or talk to you about your combinations.
Hey, Ernie, I got a quick question. If you wanted to get this done, carburetor, and set your hood scoop up, what would be a good person to take it to and get it done? Should it be your chassis man, your engine man, or who would be someone that you would seek out to actually be a good person to set the clearance on your hood scoop?
Well, you're probably going to want to go to your chassis man. Your engine builder really isn't into what's happening with the chassis and the body. You know, he's building the motor, and there it is. You know, sealing off that area is a real simple thing. It's just like putting a window unit inside one of your windows, and you got to close up that area around it. It's not complicated. I mean, I'm sure some people don't have the mechanical ability to do that. And then, you know, you could take it to a chassis guy and let them do it for you. It makes a good bit of difference in the horsepower and the mile an hour you're going to make on the big end.
Right. Well, there we have it. If y'all have any other questions, you know, y'all hit the one button and get on in here. Otherwise, we got to let Ernie get back to work. He has definitely came in here, and, wow, he's definitely educated some of us. And also, Ernie, I did throw out there, I know you weren't on earlier, but I've been stressing every week I have a different tech talk tip that I do as far as driver safety in the race cars. And this morning I did it on roll cage padding, you know, the new stuff that they have out, the 45-1 that they're making mandatory around the funny car cage.
Yes.
I've been noticing that, you know, there's been a lot of us that are going out there that don't have the proper heading, padding around the head area. And I just throw that out there, and I'm always stressing the engine blankets and transmission blankets for easy cleanup, you know, and also protecting the cars in which we invest in. So I know
you know, one of the things I'm constantly pushing is if y'all show up at a grudge race or y'all show up at a match race or whatever race you go to, and you got a good crowd there and you're going to have a good race, three oil downs will destroy that whole race from the time it takes people to clean it up, get the track back together, and get the cars running again. You can figure for every oil down, you're going to lose an hour and a half to 2 hours. You know, it doesn't sound like much at 10 o'clock in the morning, but at midnight when they're fixing to throw the curfew on you, you're going to miss that 2 or 3 hours. So keep the blankets under there, the diapers. You know, the diaper on your car is going to protect you and the guy behind you. The guy that's got the diaper in front of you is going to protect him and you. So how about a little respect? You know, get those diapers on there. Make racing safer and make it more fun. You can keep running. You don't have to worry about the cleanup. I get tired of seeing tractors go back and forth on a drag strip. Ain't needed.
Mm. I had another individual want to ask another question, Ernie. Not to cut you off. Go ahead. 0758, you back on.
I got a question. Which one the best, the fiberglass or scoop on your hood or the boat on the car?
You talking about the hood scoop, the one that mounts on top of the carburetor or the whole piece at one? Which one is best for you?
Oh. Yeah, you know, like some people get a snorkel or whatever and like fiberglass on the hood and some just bolt it on the carb so it stay on.
Well, just bolting a hood scoop on is not going to do you any good. You've got to have that pan to seal off the carburetor. And that's the main thing, whether you use a scoop or the extended scoops. You know, there's a lot of these hood scoops are just what you like better than anything else. Which one's going to perform better than the other one? The one that's going to perform the best is the one that's sealed up the best. You know, a dragster needs that tall scoop because his motor's behind him and he wants to get it up over his head so the motor can get air. The pro mod cars and everything else tend to have a scoop that will clear all the nitrous that they got on there. You know, look at the guys running the turbos, and they don't even run a scoop. You know, they got sometimes a cowl hood, but that's just to get the heat out from underneath the damn thing. So if you're going to run a scoop, make sure it's sealed up, and that will keep you running faster and cooler.
Oh, okay.
So did he answer your question? I mean, I thought, honestly, Ernie, I thought it would be better just to run the scoop versus the whole pin-on hood, because if you have a backfire, that combustion on just the scoop, you can just lose the scoop and remount that. But if you had a whole hood and everything connected, it's going to tear up everything.
Well, you know, that's true. That's your least expensive. And it's the most expensive to begin with, but you're least expensive in the long term.
Right.
So you got to go, which way is it? Because, you know, if you've got a fire and your hood is your scoop, the only way they're going to fight that fire is from the fender well and through the opening of the scoop itself until they can get it open, and sometimes they can't. But I've also seen situations where they couldn't get a two-piece off. But, you know, I don't know if I would spend money banking that I was going to have a nitrous explosion. You know, I'd kind of hope you didn't. But it takes longer to get a two-piece off than it does a one-piece.
Right.
You know, a fire system properly mounted, you don't even have to take the hood off. You just pull the fire lever. Mm-hmm. Fire extinguisher is another thing, guys. You know, I was at a race. Well, Breadman and I was at the same race. Three wrecks. I mean, three good wrecks, same day. They decided they wanted a Carolina stripe, and they drug it down the wall. Lucky they were able to get out. Two fires. Now, different than the wrecks, two fires. Neither one of them had fire system or fire extinguishers. Now, that sucks. I mean, come on, you go down to Walmart and spend $50 and get you two halon fire extinguishers. Mount them in the car so you can get to both of them. If you're in a wreck and that your door is up against the wall or upside down, you can't get out, you're going to have to fight that fire for 15 to 20 seconds. And if the track uses a fire truck, you may have to fight that fire for 2 or 3 minutes. Not that the fire truck is that slow. He'll get down there on time. But if he decides to use his pump mechanism instead of a fire extinguisher, he's got to build pressure. He's got to pull hoses. He's got to do all this other stuff. And then you got a screwed up track. You got water all over it. So spend the $50, get you some fire extinguishers, mount them so you can use them. You know, it's your ass that's on fire. You know, the people in the stands, they love to see a good wreck. You know, I hate to see a driver hurt, but, you know, they'll talk about it for months and years if one does get hurt. So it's up to you to keep your ass safe. Safety equipment, diapers, fire extinguishers, proper helmet, gloves, shoes, even your neck braces. You know, those are out there for a reason. And the reason is to keep you safe if something bad happens.
Brett.
Go ahead.
Do that, do like when you have a fire or something, they put it out like with that fire thing, do that hurt your engine? Or not?
Well, there's three different types of fire extinguishers that are normally used at a drag strip. You've got wetter water or the fire foam, which is a water mix with a agent that actually foams and smothers the fire. You've got CO2, which deprives the fire of oxygen. Both those do no damage to your car, your motor, or anything. The worst is dry chemical, and that's that yellow powder you see when they pull it out and spray it. If somebody sprays a yellow dry chemical extinguisher on your car, after you get through wanting to whoop their ass, because you're going to now have to take everything apart. Motor's got to come apart. You got to get all that stuff out of the intake, out of the carburetor, everything else. But once it mixes with any water, it tends to create an acid, sulfuric acid, because that's basically a sulfur powder. And that will etch, destroy stuff. So you've got to get that car to a car wash and get it pressure washed as fast as possible, because it will damage the car.
Okay, I got you.
Man, I got another caller here. 404-1304, you on live with Tech Talk with Ernie.
That's a
good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're having fun.
Something else, Ernie, I want to put emphasis on as a driver. I think they should carry a Zeus tool or have a Zeus tool somewhere on the car or in their pocket. Because a lot of time, if you're unconscious or something, the driver is actually the first one on the scene. And like you said, on a fire or something like that there, he can probably get the front end off a lot quicker. He's more familiar with where the Zeus is at, where everything at on the car. But I always would like to have a driver to keep a Zeus tool on him or somewhere on the road okay, where, he can yank it off to help assist if he's able to.
You know, that's a good point, and that's a point that, I hadn't really thought about. You know, I've been at tracks when the fire guy doesn't have a Zeus tool. You know, he's got a screwdriver, and screwdrivers work, but we all know that Zeus tool has got the radius to go in there and get it on you get it off in a hurry. And I think that would be an excellent thing, but having something riding around in your car, it needs to be secured, and that would be my only question is, could you secure it enough that it didn't create a problem? I guess you could put it in a pouch or a pocket of your fire suit.
Well, what we used to do, we had a little flat one that they make, a nice little flat one. Don't weigh nothing or nothing like that. They're just nice little white ties, zip ties, something like that. There's something that when you grab it, you got enough strength there. Pull it, break it loose or whatever, just like a fire extinguisher plug or something, just to break it loose or whatever and everything. And, it's real simple, but, a lot of time, you're at the top end regardless whoever's coming to you or near you, a lot of time it's a fire. If you're able to get there first as a driver, it's hard to jump out the car and then you don't have nothing to take the front end off with, nothing to work with, you know.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we seen the driver get out and kind of do the fire dance around the car because he doesn't have anything to get in there to put it out? You know, that's an excellent point. Probably one of the real good places to put it would be to strap it to the fire extinguisher. Because if you're going to need a Zeus tool, you're probably going to need a fire extinguisher too.
Yeah.
So that would be an excellent idea. Yeah, you could duct tape it to the fire extinguisher and definitely solve that problem.
Definitely. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that was just one of my things about doing stuff like that there because, I mean, Brad, tell you, I preach saved if I don't preach nothing else. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, everybody is guilty of it one part of the time and they racing for real, you know, jumping in a car with blue jeans on and, you know, tennis shoes or something like that there. But like you say, at a fine, when that stuff get on you, it ain't if it happened, it's when it happened. You know, for every action, there's a reaction.
Exactly. You got to be proactive with your safety, not reactive, because once you've got a problem, your ass is in the middle of it. You're going to have to take care of it for at least somebody gets there to give you some help. And I've seen some tracks that, you know, a car went off the end of the track, and they didn't even know it went off the end of the track. You know, make sure you got a LED light or something on the back of your car that can be seen at a distance. Now, mount it in your rear window, something that will flash, that can be seen readily. You know, I've seen taillights that you'd almost have to strike a match to see if they were burning. So, you know, a light, it's an important thing also.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well, with that being said, if anybody have any other questions for Ernie Wren, copy card Nitrous, y'all can hit the one button, and he's definitely been a great help and asset. Y'all can go ahead and ask your questions. He will be on later tonight, I believe. Are you coming on tonight, or you going to move to Tuesday, Ernie?
No, it's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock on the Willie Dog Show, Ask Ernie Tech. You know, swing over there for an hour. We're probably going to abuse something or somebody. And let's talk about it and see what goes down, you know. We always got something interesting happening over there. But, you know, give us a call, CompuCard Nitro Systems, at 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. If you got a problem, give me a call. That's what I'm here for. And I'll be more than happy to help you any way I can. Brad, man, appreciate you letting me come on and help with the guys. And, you know, I learned a little bit tonight, you know, was it today. You know, I had not thought about the Zeus tool, but that is definitely a smart thing to do. And like I say, you could duct tape it to your fire extinguisher, and you'd have both tools there to go at one movement. Brad, man, I appreciate it, and y'all have a good show, and I'll talk to you later on.
I appreciate it, Ernie. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all, I believe we're going to move to the next segment of the show, which Wayne or Terry, if y'all out there, y'all come on in, man. Let us know what happened up there in Mallet, Michigan, and over at the Grove. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Let me close these mics up here. Go to the next segment of the show here. Dolomite, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm here, Brad. I'm just on mute. I'm here at the office. But, yeah, I'm in here. I'm here.
Oh, go ahead. I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to put out there. Did you ever get your DVD for the other show?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, Brad. Hey, man, this DVD here is hot. If you didn't get a chance to get the mics raised, or even if you was done, man, and you didn't get a chance to see everything, you need to check out this DVD. I did some extra things on this one, spiced it up a little bit, man. I think everybody really going to enjoy it. Sit down, get you some popcorn, man. If you love grudge racing and drag racing in general, I mean, the DVDs, go to DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com with an S on videos, DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com. And you can order right there from the web. You get to see little tidbits of each one of them. I mean, beautiful, man. I think, and we got a special going with where you can get both of Mike's race, the 28-29 series that he's done this year, the March 8th race and the April 2 for 30. So, y'all check it out, man. Go to DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com, and I appreciate it, Brett.
All righty. We're going to go to, let me see here, 601-1606. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man. How y'all doing, man? Out there this morning.
Man, we hanging in there. What about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm doing just great, man. I was just called in and let you know I'm down here in Mississippi. And, man, we had a good time at Hub City Drag Racing this weekend, man. Them boys out of Texas came down, and they brought at least about 9 to 10 cars. And these Mississippi boys ran them back to Texas.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me who y'all ran back to Texas.
That Friday night, they wasn't supposed to do no racing, but old Red Hot and the clown car wind up getting it on. Red Hot beat the clown car. He the clown car went up in smoke. He blew the tires. And then Saturday, man, I kid you not, they must have had about at least 12 grub races out there Saturday. I'm talking about nice-sized cars, you know. Red Hot ran Texas Beast off the trailer, and the Texas Beast beat him, but something that came off a Red Hot car, and he had got off of it. But it was going to be a good race. And then the Texas Beast turned around and ran Slick. The Texas Beast, he beat Slick. Then, let's see, they had Red Hot ran that, he ran the Flip. He ran Flip. Flip beat Red Hot. Then they had a little, pardon me?
You talking about Flip out of Memphis with the, what he got, a Malibu or something?
No, he got a Nova. A great Nova. He out of Texas.
Oh, okay.
Big time car.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, big time cars. And that's when the guy Debo, they call him half a car. He got some kind of Toyota, man, little bitty old Toyota chassis car. He ran the little love truck out of Texas.
Uh huh.
Do something on it. He beat him, then Debo turned around and ran the black 68 Camaro out of Texas. He beat him. Wild Man ran this like a 78 Camaro. Wild Man out of Mississippi, he beat him. Man, they just went on and on, man. Them boys started getting it on when it started getting dark. Matter of fact, Red Hot ran Bushnell. Man, Red Hot beat Bushnell. Load them up. Man, like I said, it went on and on. Man, I can't remember all of them. But, man, look, that was one of the best times I done had at the track watching Grudge Racing in a long time, man. My hat's off to Miss Bonnie, the lady who have the track. She had that track on kill out there. I ain't seen no accident. I ain't seen no accident. And maybe I seen two cars got loose. And one of the cars was Jackie Devo's. You know, he got that big blower motor. He got a little. And for the other cars, man, straight down Broadway they went.
That's what I'm talking about. That is all right, right there. That is all right. Where are you? What race are you looking to go to next?
Man, I was talking to Miss Sharon out there. You know, I'm thinking about trying to get over there to San Antonio to go to that thing on Grudge Inc. National.
Oh, yeah. That's I think that's in July, ain't it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
A trip like that, man, a working man, you got to kind of save for it, you know?
Yes, sir. You better start planning for it now. Put you about $25 a week back. You'd be good to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Go out there. Take your crock pot out there with some soup in it and a loaf of bread, you'd be good for the weekend. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Well, hey, I want to thank you, man, for calling and giving us an update on what's going on over there in the Hattiesburg, Mississippi area. How did y'all do with the storms and everything came through there? Everybody all right over there? It was pretty rough over there, you know, earlier that week.
Yeah, it was mostly the north of Hattiesburg area down south. They, you know, we didn't have no damage down here. It just light a lot of wind. That's about it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see everybody, you know, pull through it, and you know what I mean. Everybody got to do some racing. But hey, I appreciate you. You've been calling in. I'm starting to learn that voice there a little bit. So, keep doing what you're doing. Yes, sir. And we'll get back with you. Hopefully you'll be on here next week. Let us know what's going on. We're gonna do what we do.
Look, I appreciate the show, man. It's very inspirational, you know.
Hey, that's what I try to promote, you know what I mean? I need y'all to keep me in line, and you know, I appreciate the other ones that get on here and allow me to share how I feel. You know what I mean? And it really makes me feel good to get on here and do what I do and allow me to read, you know, the inspirational stuff. We do need that around in society, and I appreciate y'all for just listening in for me. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. Mr. Black, one time.
All right, Brother Fred, I'm going on mute.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all, if y'all don't have Wayne, Terry, where y'all at? I don't see you now. I'm about to go ahead and close this thing down. So, Breadman got to get on and go ahead and step on this scale today. I got to step on this scale. Where y'all at? Give y'all a little while longer. I'm going to try to go grab them, go in these bushes, y'all. So y'all going to take a little commercial break here. Let me find something that y'all might want to entertain y'all. I know a lot of y'all out there, you know. Here we go. Coming up right here. Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and go to something a little tricky here. Y'all give me 1 minute here. I'm going to go find these guys in the bushes.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Here we go, here we go. The inspirational vitamin this week reads as follows. Give me strength lightly to bear my joys and sorrows. Give me strength to make my love fruitful in service. Give me strength never to disown the poor or bend my knees before lenient might. Give me strength to raise my head above daily trifles. And give me strength to surrender my strength to God with love. Inspirational vitamin of this week. Looks like we had another caller call in from Mississippi. Let me see who this is right here before we get out of here. 601-5133. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bread Man Show. How you doing?
Bread Man, what's happening, Bo? This is
nothing
no country
much. Nothing much, my brother, man. I've been wanting to talk to you, man, and just, you know, see how you was doing. I was getting ready to get out of here because I didn't hear from you. You heard me going to it. But I just wanted to say hello, man, and see how you was doing. And you know what I mean? Make sure that I wanted to tell you, man, I would love to have Mama on here next week, the day after Mother's Day, man. I'd love to have Mama on here. You know what I mean? I wanted to set that up with you, see if you could set that up with me, brother.
Okay, yeah, Brad, no problem. I'll make that happen.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. For those of y'all know who this is, the one and only. Mississippi Joe, you've been working out, Bo? Bo, you've been working out?
Yeah, Fred, I've been back in the gym now for about a month and a week.
Good Lord. Good Lord. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, that's good, man. I appreciate you for getting on. Now, everybody and their mama want to hear the brother up. Now, look at here, Joe. What? They miss you, brother. Hold on, let me grab this other line, see what it is here. 414-6614. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show.
Well, hello, Bread. It's Stokes. It's Stokes.
What's up,
Stokes?
What's up, man?
Good
What's
morning.
Up?
Chilling out,
man.
I hear you got my man on here, Mississippi Joe. What it do, baby?
All right.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, Cat? How you doing?
Man, I'm all right, man. I'm glad to hear from you, man. Long time no hear, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just holding it in the road and scared to let go, Bo.
Man, I know that's right. Man, me, hey, man, grudge game, man. Man, want to see you out here, Joe.
Hey, man, I'm going to be out there. It's just a matter of time. All I can tell you is just come to the shows.
Okay. And just, hey, just keep, man, just keep me with a little man. A little something, let me know where you're going to be at, man. I'll be glad to see you, though, man.
You know, man, since that happened last year, man, and you know, certain people made such a big ordeal out of it, and it happens all the time to everybody, to most of the people that's involved in the game. They got their picks, who they want to slander, and et cetera, et cetera. I've decided to show up. You know, just show up. When we there, we there. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
I don't give no big announcement where we're going to be like I used to and this and that. Because, you know, in the grudge game, it's damn if you do and damn if you don't. Everybody with you when you're on top, when you... And as long as you're doing something, you know, but you can believe this, it's going to get greater later.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So, you know, I just decided to show
right.
up because, you know, after all, I don't have the last say-so when it comes to the car. It's my brother's. All I can do is go on what he tell me. So with that being said, I decided just to keep everything to myself. One thing for sure, if you don't see us, you will hear about us. If life lasts and death pass.
Oh.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Strangler? What you got for us? Update.
Oh, man, up real. I ain't going to Michigan, man. But they say they had a pretty damn good show, man, from what
okay.
I hear. You know,
okay.
I listened to the show last night. I listened to Lil Tony show last night, man. Everybody said, man, it was a damn good time, man. They had, you know, they had the party Friday night. They said everybody had a damn good time, man. Everybody.
Okay, okay. Well, that's what's up. Well, I appreciate you getting in here. You done put a little bit to bed, huh?
No, she up there with her mama now.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that's all right. I like that, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you hitting in.
You ain't got to,
but
man.
We gonna,
love my kids.
That'll work.
Love
that'll
love
work.
Yeah.
That'll work. That'll work. Well, hey, we're going to get back with you. Bread Man finna go and close this thing out. I got to make it somewhere. But, hey, get back with me next Monday, man. Y'all heard the one done. Mississippi Joe said he going to have Mama on here next week. And, boy, I'm going to tell you something. Mama know how to get down. So,
okay.
With that being said, we get back with you. East Side.
You know I'm rocking with you, Brandon. I'm rocking with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, Mississippi, man, I appreciate you getting on in here. But, you know, we're going to keep in contact and everything. And with that being said, man, we're going to ease on up out of here, the Bread Man. You got anything else you want to say, Joe, before we get out of here?
Yeah, Bread Man, I just, you know, appreciate you for having me, man. You know you my man. You know, if there's anything I can do, all you got to do is holler at me. You got me. You can contact me, and you know that. So anything I can do, just holler at me, Bo.
I appreciate it, Bo. For sure. With that being
all right,
said, oh, my bad, Joe. I muted your mic. Let me let you back in. My bad, Bo.
I just want to tell everybody hello and take care, and I'll see them real soon.
For sure, for sure. That'll work. That'll work. Appreciate that, Bo. Hey, I just want to say I want to give a big shout-out to a friend of mine out there listening, Big Johnny. I hear you. I hear you. Brave man, we're going to ease on up out of here. Hey, yeah. Another week. Got out the way. Johnny.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in